Hare Krishna, Guru Vidwan, Atala Goswami, Radha Damodar, and Sridhar Mayapur, and Fukinga, and off the table. It takes time to decompress. We're actually here, and although it's a construction site, there's been no construction going on for the last few days. I hear they're coming back tomorrow. And I really haven't moved out of the building here since we've gotten here. That hasn't interfered with my being able to go for walks, because we go for extensive walks on the terrace here in the balcony. But it's always something I experience when I go for a break, that slowing down is hard work. And when you do that, then you come to realize just exactly how much we're spinning in the material world. Of course, in devotional service, but still all the pressures of leadership, management, organization, moving, especially traveling, it gets one's body and mind into a certain momentum. And when you stop all that, especially when you stop it for a longer period of time, then you start to see the relative pace of being more peaceful, or let's put it this way, not so active. And of course, that comes on with preaching. That's what preaching is about, accepting those sacrifices, as Prabhupada said, his duration of life was diminished by his sacrifice of traveling around the world constantly. But there were times when Prabhupada also wanted to stop, and then there were more infrequent times when Prabhupada actually did stop and just took a break. One of those, Krishna Maharaj told us, was in Gorakhpur, where Prabhupada was invited there, and that's here in India. And Prabhupada devotees were going out doing life membership, and Prabhupada was really resting. I mean, so much so that Prabhupada wasn't translating. And it got to the stage where Tamal Krishna Maharaj was really curious and asked Prabhupada, shouldn't we be doing something like preaching? And Prabhupada wasn't doing any preaching programs either. Or if the opportunity came up, he'd send devotees. And Prabhupada said, what are we doing? Namely, what are you doing? Just sort of here for a whole month, not doing anything. And Srila Prabhupada replied, sometimes you just have to stop and do nothing. And that's part of the balance of life. It wasn't something that Prabhupada did often, but on this occasion, that he did. Anyway, it's not that we're not doing nothing, but having a good pace, good schedule, rising, able to chant rounds peacefully, and doing exercises, and then getting dressed and everything. And then puja, which more or less knowing I'm doing everything, the Hare Guru's helping, except for making the offering and cleaning up, so it's longer than usual puja, relaxed puja. And then I deal with whatever issues need to be done here for us to settle in. That hasn't completely happened. And I have a lunch of fruit. And then in the afternoon, I've just been finishing rounds and reading. I'm just concluding the Bhakti Rasayana, part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and sort of getting out and scanning the Tattva Sandarbha, since I like to read Sandarbhas while I'm here. I've got one edition. Well, actually, I've got two editions. I'd like to get a third one as well. And it's peaceful and it's quiet. And as I mentioned, it's raining, although right now the sun seems to be shining and it's hot. But amidst all this tranquility, the day before yesterday, I got information that a devotee, a disciple, his name is Priyatama Das. He is an initiated devotee, first initiated, and he didn't live in the temple, but part of the Budapest congregation. And he had a history of being troubled in relationships, troubled also, especially in his relationship with his wife, who Nityasati, who's our chief artist for Lal, Naprabhaja Mahima, many pictures are hers, what you'll see in Sri Damodara Janani, she's done all of those. And ultimately, he was so violent that she divorced him. And I got the message that he tried to commit suicide, and then this morning I got the message that they were successful, meaning that yesterday he left his body. If I can sort of understand right the Hungarian, he drank
antifreeze.
Now I could think of more pleasant ways of leaving my body, but anyway, he drank antifreeze and it seemed that that caused kidney failure. And he had locked himself up in his house. So one of their houses from the Moss family. And his younger brother is Chandragupta, who was top distributor in Budapest for, I don't know how many years, 8 years, 10 years, and is still active in fundraising for Nityasiva in Budapest. He's sort of a different person. He's not like his brother, but very sane and stable. And so by the time his father found him, he was already in a coma and there in the bedroom to Budapest. But to make a long story short, he was declared brain dead, and then it seems like last night they shut off the life system, and I haven't been able to get in touch with Chandragupta yet, but it's still early in the morning, but I'll talk to him later on. And obviously the family is distraught. The further development, which is a very sort of unpleasant development, is that it seems, at least according to Chandragupta, his brother, who I've been talking to, is that in Hungary there's a law that unless someone has a will, then their organs are used for, how do you say that?
Donor.
Yeah, donor. In other words, it's, you haven't volunteered it, but the government takes it. And it's not something that I think is really suitable thing for a Vaishnava unless he's donating it to some other Vaishnavas. That sounds very dubious to me, but they're looking into that. That is actually the case. Obviously, there's so much next of kin, they're not inclined to it, so they must be able to change that. But it just emphasizes the importance of devotees having a living will as well as a will, general will. Living will is if you're still alive, what you want to happen. For instance, do you want to be kept on life support as long as possible, or do you want them to turn off the machine at someone's behest, unless you have a living will made to that effect, and doctors become the ones who decide what happens, and that's not always, and they usually try and keep someone alive. And then of course, will, when I die, then what should happen to my body? Do I want to donate my organs or not? And so on and so on. So, wills are important. That's one thing you have no longer any say over once you die as to what happens. So it's something that one should plan for in advance and not fail to do so. Srila Prabhupada so often just reiterated to his disciples over and over again, never take me to a hospital, never take me to a hospital. Just chant Hare Krishna, there's no problem if I die, don't try to keep me alive. Prabhupada didn't put it in writing, but it was sort of indelibly ingrained in his disciples' minds. So, keeping Kriyatama in our prayers, of course, suicide is not something that's acceptable as Vaishnava conduct. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade Sanatana Goswami to do that. Can you turn this off? Similarly, Rupa Sanatan stopped Raghunath Das Goswami from jumping off Govardhan Hill. Death will come in any case, but what we, and in the meantime, we have to face our karma, whether it comes to physical ailment, mental, and so on, and be able to deal with that. But nonetheless, a Vaishnava is a Vaishnava. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said about Chota Haridas when he committed suicide, that they don't, although suicide generally means a ghostly body, but someone who's rendered devotional service is in a different category. And, Krishna makes personal arrangements for that devotee. Suchinam Srimatam Dehe Yogo Prashto Vijayate. No doubt you'll get the opportunity to continue his Krishna consciousness in his next life. And that's the events of yesterday and today. Hare Krishna.